Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome one, welcome all. It's the Bill Michaels Show on the Big End of Bill Michaels Radio. Joe Zinzola, he is across, and we are getting you ready for the weekend. You've got a lot of good stuff coming up this weekend, as a matter of fact. The Brewers, who are just as hot can be right now, they are on the road. They're heading down to St. Louis to take on the Cardinals. And I tell you what, I keep thinking, dare I dream that this team can maybe, just maybe, get themselves 2 out of 3 over the weekend. Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic? Wouldn't that be fantastic? You got a bye week, by the way, for the Wisconsin Badgers. They get back at it on Saturday the 21st. That is going to be an 11 a.m. start, and they take on the mighty Wolverines of Michigan. Michigan, by the way, didn't look that good the other day. Boy, that was a cluster they had in their hidden the big house when Army takes them to the mat. So I don't know if I'm buying in as much as I was earlier this season to what Harbaugh's got going on over there, but didn't look great. So we'll talk about that coming up next week. In addition to that, the Green Bay Packers getting ready to host the Minnesota Vikings, and the two biggest questions, the biggest by far to me, one, Aaron Rodgers. And we don't normally question Aaron Rodgers, do we? Hell no. No, we don't. How dare we? How dare we even look under the light that would be projected upon Aaron Rodgers, because he's just been so good for so long. You just expect it. But I keep waiting. I'm waiting for Aaron Rodgers' greatness. I'm waiting for him to be Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean? You know, we talk about, I mean, it's maybe it's fair or unfair. I don't know. But he gets compared to Brady all the time. You know, wear the rings. Brady just has success. He just goes out and wins. You know? So as long as Rodgers does that, you know what? You take it. But you're still waiting for that Aaron Rodgers we've come to know and love show up and not miss throws and throw balls at guys' feet and, you know, kind of have short throws on what we believe to be one of the strongest arms in the NFL and things like that. So I'm looking for Aaron Rodgers to have a big game. In addition to that, the show me the money is the defense. I want to see the defense do it again. If the defense does it again, against a pretty good offense, I am then jumping both feet right into the pool. I'm going to put one of those big rubber ducky waders around me. I'm going to have a snorkel and a full mask goggle, and I'm going to look like an idiot, but I'm jumping into the pool. I'll be ready to go. But if they do it again, I am fired up. I am fired up. So your keys to the game are what? Your keys to the game are what? And then to take it a step further, the Minnesota Vikings, they come a-calling on Sunday, and the Packers have scored 23 or more points in 11 of the last 13 home games against Minnesota at Lambeau Field. With what you took away from Thursday night's contest, do you believe the Packers have it in them to go 23 points or more in the contest coming up this Sunday? Because if they do that, I believe they win. 855-830-8648. I want your opinion. Bring it. 855-830-8648. I want to know what you're thinking. Because it's I think there's a lot of there's a lot of ifs. There's a lot of ifs. Curtis tweets us at Bill_Michaels, as you should too, or at least follow us there. He says, slow down Dalvin Cook, period. Make sure that Kirk Cousins has to beat you. Establish some balance on offense so the Vikings cannot focus exclusively on Aaron Rodgers. I understand that. I go back to yesterday. I wonder if I still have it here. Let me see here real quick, and I apologize for trying to track this down on the fly. Here it is. Lewis had written me an email yesterday, okay? And he broke down. I mean, this was a very insightful email, and I really appreciate the time that he put into it. But it starts out by saying, I'm so sick of all the stupid people and their inaccurate takes on Kirk Cousins, including some of the media guys that cover the team. Yes, Aaron Rodgers is a far superior quarterback, far, 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 far. But that doesn't mean there isn't a comparison here. From a purely statistical standpoint, here's the fact. It's one or the other. Kirk Cousins, in his 4 years as a starter, has played like Aaron Rodgers, or Aaron Rodgers, over that same period of time, has played like Kirk Cousins. Wins, okay? Wins, 30 versus 32. Cousins gets the nod. Yes, Aaron Rodgers has missed more games, okay? But you understand what I'm saying here. Completion percentage, 67.8 versus 63.2. Kirk Cousins gets the nod. He's completed 283 more passes on just 278 more attempts. That means if Rodgers goes 278 for 278, he is still trailing by five completions. That's one of the statistics that matters. Yardage, 17,474 versus 14,366. Cousins gets the nod. Think about it. TDs, 125 versus 119. Cousins gets the nod. Passer rating, 112 versus 111. Aaron Rodgers gets it. One TD difference. Interceptions, 23 versus 46. Rodgers, that's hands down. No surprise, okay? Passer rating. Now, by the way, when I said 112 versus 111, that's touchdowns passing. The passer rating, 98.15. Kirk Cousins, 98.11. Aaron Rodgers, with even double the interceptions, the passer rating is separated by only 0.04 of a point. Fourth quarter comebacks, 8 of them versus 7 of them. Give the nod to Cousins. Game-winning drives, 9 versus 11. Give the nod to Cousins. You get the point here that as much as you look at all of this, okay, and you break it all down, and you can go on and on and on, but you can't just say Kirk Cousins is a better version of Mitch Trubisky. He's a better quarterback. He's just a better quarterback. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Jim, listening to us up in Appleton on The Score. Jim, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful on this sunshine day, man. What's in your mind?
Well, I'm with you. I'm a lifelong Packer fan, but I am a disgruntled Rodgers follower. I think people need to take off the Packer sunglasses and look at a guy who is not living up to what he's perceived to be. And we didn't see anything different last week than we saw most of last year. Short throws, errant throws. And if he's supposed to be one of the best, we should score more than 10 points. I don't care who we're playing against. The Packers had one drive, and it was on a long pass, and that's what he lives for. And can blame a lot of stuff on McCarthy, but he wasn't there last week, and we're seeing the same quarterback.
Isn't that – I've been waiting for that all week long, that nobody brought it up. By the way, the offense was dysfunctional. I even had two people say it was predictable, and nobody said we can't blame it on McCarthy. You're the first person to say that. Every other excuse was made. All of a sudden I said that last night, everybody's making excuses, and I wasn't going to be the one to say it, but I keep waiting for somebody to say it. But, it's a good Bears front. It's a good Bears – those are all true statements. But if McCarthy was here, that would have been predictable, same old McCarthy, same old hanging onto the ball too long. All those things were evident last week, last Thursday night. Gary Ellison and I talked about it, and Gary stopped himself short of actually saying that you can't blame it on McCarthy. But all those things, all those ugly traits we saw last year, they were still there.
Yeah, what I just have trouble with is when everything goes well, it's how great Aaron is. And then when it doesn't go well, there's a lot of other reasons for it. And you look at the week one, he's not one of the top five quarterbacks in the league right now.
Right.
What Breeze did, I can't remember the quarterback's name now. On from Houston.
Deshaun Watson.
Brady, those guys. He's not. I mean, you watch the level they're playing at. I don't care if it's a new offense or not. We're told how smart he is, how much talent he is. Just throw the ball to an open guy and get it to him and not into his feet. The touchdown pass to I can't think of his name either now.
For the Jimmy Graham.
That might have not even been thrown to the right guy. Graham just bailed him out on that one. So.
You know what, though? Jim, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for bringing that up. And I've been waiting all week. Now, I don't know if anybody said that maybe on Monday and Tuesday. Radio Joe, did anybody bring up the, oh, by the way, you can't blame Mike McCarthy for this one? Did anybody bring that up on Monday or Tuesday to you guys?
I don't think I heard the words Mike McCarthy uttered at all either.
Right, right. Now, can you imagine if McCarthy was still the head coach, what people would be saying? Because that – Gary said it in a postgame show. And he said, look, there's a lot of things there that went on last year. You know, running the clock down, hanging onto the football, errant throws into the dirt, you know, kind of looking. I mean, at one point we were driving back from the stadium to go set up to do the postgame show midway through the fourth quarter with about 4 minutes left to go in the game. And we were listening to Jeff Joniak on the Bears radio network. And Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, they're discussing the Packers offense. And Tom Thayer says, look at them come to the line of scrimmage. It's like they're drawing it up in the sand as they go. Now, had that been Mike McCarthy on the sidelines, they'd have been criticizing him, ripping him. Now, I give this all a pass. First game, didn't play in the preseason. I'm with you. I'm in everybody's pool on that. But I guess my question, and I'm not criticizing Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is a hell of a quarterback. But what I want to see is Aaron Rodgers. And I don't know when we're going to see that. So at some point, I think criticism would be warranted. I just don't know the specifics as to when. If they have another poor performance offensively and a lot of what we saw on Thursday night, at what point do you say, okay, you know, now you got to start thinking. Now you got to start kind of – no longer can the eyebrow be raised. Do you really start – kind of putting the crosshairs from the scheme and Matt LaFleur and new coach and not playing in the preseason. At when do you start to focus the crosshairs and say, okay, it goes as he goes, and that is number 12. At what point do you do that? I think there's legitimate questions there. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Van Horn Automotive. I am excited because I'm heading out to Van Horn on Monday. I got a lot going on this weekend. I can't make it out there. But on Monday, I'm going out, and I'm picking up my new ride. I cannot wait. I pulled the trigger. They got me into a Ford F-150. And I really wanted a pickup truck. I wanted a luxury car. But now, because they do the 90-day test drive across all their vehicles, across all their dealerships, you can do it on any of them. It's fantastic. And I have not, I got to admit, I haven't had a Ford in probably almost 30 years. So last time I had a Ford was a Mustang GT, man, and I was running around in 1989 through 93, cruising up and down the streets of Cincinnati like a badass. That's what I thought I was. That's the last time I owned a Ford. So it's been a long time. So I thought, you know what? I looked at the luxury of the Ford. I looked on the inside of this thing, and I thought, I'm going to go in that direction. I'm going to give it a shot. So I'm taking the lease back on the Ram 1500, and just because I can. I'm going to try it. I'm going to go ahead and try it. So that's what I'm going to do. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com, and see for yourself why they're the home exclusively of the 90-day test drive. That is at Van Horn Automotive, and everybody there is an owner. And that's the best part about it, because they all treat you like family. They all treat you like you're their best friend, because they all have skin in the game. Check out VanHornAuto.com. That is VanHornAuto.com. Stay tuned. We're going to continue to talk about this. We'll get to Tim and Fredonia and a cast of thousands on hold. You join us, 855-830-8648. That's on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Admirals 50 talk line. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next. I've got two tickets to paradise. Two pack your bags, we'll leave tonight. I've got two tickets to paradise. I've got two tickets to paradise. Sad news today out of the world of music. In case you didn't know, Eddie Money passing away today. I'll say this. Eddie Money, by the way, was a big baseball fan. Big baseball fan out of New York. You know his history. Was a cop, and it got into music, and then it just took off for him. But I was just posting this on Facebook. I had a Mustang GT. I just mentioned that in the last ad that I did for Van Horn Automotive. Had an 89 Mustang GT. And as I was transferring from high school into college back in 85, I had a Chevy Nova my dad had given me. It was straight six, three on the floor. I mean, it was badass. And I used to take that thing apart and take the carb apart, and I put a Holley four barrel on it, and I put dual headers coming off of that thing and jacked it up, and it just sounded so bad, you know. And then I just kept burning the clutch out of the thing, and finally I got tired of putting clutches in it, and I ended up selling the car, and then I, you know, kind of saved some money and bought the Mustang GT. But one of the first things I did when I got that Mustang, and everybody that's, you know, from the 80s, everybody had that big giant cassette case, right? Everybody had cassettes everywhere. They were strewn all over your car because you didn't keep the cassettes in the case holders because the case holders always broke. So you always slid them into that cassette case, that little zip-up cassette case. But one of the songs that I had was Eddie Money came out with that album back in 1986 with that song on it, I Want to Go Back. And between that and Two Tickets to Paradise and all the different songs he had, man, Eddie Money was kind of a big favorite of ours. My friend Mike and Dewey and Gary and Bill and everybody, we used to cruise around, because I was the one that had the car. We used to cruise around in that thing all the time playing Eddie Money. So Eddie Money passing away today, a lot of memories come flooding back when you hear that kind of stuff. But Eddie Money, I knew he had some health issues, but it was announced today that he passed away. So Eddie Money. Going on to the music world beyond, I guess is the best way to put it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Hey, I want to remind you, too, talking Packers and talking Vikings, after the game this coming Sunday, if you're going to the game specifically, come on over across the street to Hinterland over there in the Titletown District. Not only do they have terrific pizza and terrific food, but it's going to be yours truly and Gary Ellison. It's the Green and Gold postgame show. We're going to emanate live from there all season long, every home game. We're going to be there. So come on by and say hi. Be a part of the crowd. Chime in. Give us your thoughts, you know, during commercial breaks and all that kind of stuff. Gary and I love to chit-chat with you guys and girls. So come on over to Hinterland after the ball game. That's this coming Sunday, immediately following the Packers and the Vikings. And if you're not there in Green Bay, make sure wherever you're at, you download the radio.com app, because as soon as the game is over, you will get a notification. It'll say, Bill and Gary are about to break it down. And that'll remind you either to run to your radio, or that'll remind you to turn on the radio.com app, and you can be a part of the postgame show. So we're really looking forward to it. What are the keys to this game coming up? If you got a couple of big keys, what are they? And then secondly, and I've been reading you this, the Packers, 11 out of the last 13 games against the Vikings at Lambeau Field, they have scored 23 points or more in each of those contests. Does this offense, from what you saw last Thursday night, do you have confidence they're going to score 23 or more? Think about it. Let's go to Tim, listening to us in Fredonia. Tim, welcome to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Billy, Eddie Money, buddy. Wow. Good. I used to roller skate to that stuff back in the day, buddy.
Right? Yeah, I get it.
Taking my 71 Buick Skylark.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah. We're on deck, Billy. We're on deck. Sadly to say, you know.
Yeah, I know.
He's a good guy. Bill, a couple things. Yes, if they score 23 points, they win this game. I think they can do it at home. I think the crowd's going to be on their side. I think they're going to be jacked up. They got a defense, I think, that could finally maybe win it for them and hold serve on a final drive, which you did against Chicago. I think they got the capability to do that. But, Bill, one thing that the previous caller brought up, and I agreed with most of what he said and what you said about, you know, if this was Mike McCarthy and same old Aaron Rodgers. Billy, and I was waiting for somebody to bring this up, what's the one thing that Aaron didn't do on the field, like after an incomplete pass or after a drive ended? What didn't he do? You know,
after an incomplete pass?
Or a bad throw, or somebody dropped a pass, or when the drive ended they had to punt. What didn't he do?
One thing I didn't see was him pointing and throwing a fit at other players down the field.
That
he just kind of,
yeah,
I mean, that's if that's where you're going at. He didn't blame anything on anybody else. He took blame for it and said, I missed some throws.
And one more thing, Bill, the body language. You didn't see the crappy body language. I almost said a bad word. You didn't see the crappy body language like you did last year, and him throwing sod at the ground or you know, mumbling something, you know, in his head. He didn't any of that, Bill. So maybe it's the honeymoon phase with Matt LaFleur. I don't know, but you didn't see that. And if that continues, I still think the offense is a work in progress. And I'm in your camp here, Bill. it's going to be take a little bit of time. I'm going to give it a pass, and we'll go for it. But I do want to see improvement every week in some phase of the offense. Buddy, have a good weekend, Billy. See you soon, man.
Appreciate All right, pal. Appreciate it, man. There you go. There you go. That is our buddy Tim from Fredonia. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. 855-830-8648. Let's get back to the phone calls. Who else we got? Let's see here. Let's go to Roger listening to us in Cudahy. Roger, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill. In terms of keys to the game, of course, there's always turnovers. But I'll say yaks, yards after catch, as they applied to both offenses. Just a note, I thought the defense is just playing so much better in terms of the other team hitting receivers in the open. So I'll focus on the yaks, yard after catches. On your point and some other points with regards to this offense, I think it is so critical, and I think when we speak of the offense getting, quote-unquote, on track, I think it's just necessary that we start to see just a shorter passing game. You know, you mentioned the possibility that Rodgers' arm strength might be an issue, and that may lend itself to a shorter passing game. But I think we're not going to see any improvements until we see the passing game that LaFleur, I think, was suggesting they were going to implement, and a lot of us were expecting. Now, that will require, and I think it plays to Rodgers' ability to get rid of the ball. What it hasn't seemed to play to is the lack of accuracy. If we go to that shorter passing game, he's going to have to start really hitting those receivers in stride. That's going to be an important aspect. So moving forward, that's what I'm looking at.
All right. Appreciate it, Roger. As always, thanks for giving us a shout, my friend. Let's go to Carl listening to us in Madison. Carl, welcome to the program, The Bill Michael Show.
Hey, Bill, first-time caller, long-time listener. So I'm a huge Packers fan, obviously, and being Vikings week, I have been waiting with bated breath to hear your Paul Allen montage of misery for the Vikings.
Okay.
And I haven't heard it yet. I know you interviewed Paul yesterday and was listening to it, but when you guys play that, it gives me such joy and satisfaction. I just almost pee myself.
Okay, we will. We'll see what Joe can conjure up, and we'll see if we can't get some of the Paul Allen misery rants out there for you before the day is long. So appreciate the phone call. Always feel free to give us a buzz too, Carl. Don't be a first time only. So give us a shout anytime. Yeah, there you go, Carl, listening to us on the Zone out in Madison. All he wants is Viking misery. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Want to hear from you. Give us a shout, and I'm loving it. When we come back, we're going to hear from the Packers wide receiver, Devontae Adams. You're going to hear from him. That is coming up. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Cousin Subs. Don't forget at Cousin Subs. They still want to put you on the 50-yard line of Lambeau Field. All you got to do is go to CousinSubs.com and download the app there. You can order online. They have some delivery and locations. And if you want to get into Packers land and Lambeau Field, go to Packers.com/best seats for the rules and all the eligibility. That is all brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. You got Devontae Adams. That is next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I give you by request the Paul Allen montage.
How is it?
Blair Walsh from 27 yards left hash.
The season's on the line. Two receivers left and right.
Now he fires over the middle.
Snap good. Spot down. Walsh's kick is up.
McCown takes the snap. He steps up.
Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
And it is no good. He missed it. Are you kidding me?
He's all by himself. Fires into the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. No.
It was intercepted by Tracy Porter, near side to the 40, and John Sullivan runs him down at the 47-yard line.
No! The season can't end like that! He missed it left!
No!
You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe what I just saw.
No!
And the Seattle Seahawks are off to Charlotte.
Why do you even ponder passing?
Blair Walsh missed a 27-yard field goal.
I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal.
No!
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs. No!
Program, the Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. Radio Joe Zinzola across the way. I'm Bill Michaels, the big unit. If you want to get a hold of us, always 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Admirals50 talk line. You can hit us up on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or at Radio Joe Sports Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow, and you can hit me up on Instagram, TheRealBillMichaels. As a matter of fact, I did Snapchat last night for the first time. That's Real B. Michaels. You can find me over on the Facebook fan page, like I had mentioned, also at the website, which has everything, BillMichaelsSports.com. That is BillMichaelsSports.com. And then the Radio.com app, we encourage you to download it. Take us everywhere with you. And that way, when anything pops up regarding the show, favorite us. But when anything pops up regarding the show, it'll come right across your phone, and it'll alert you, and we'll be good to go. So Devontae Adams had a chance to sit down and chat with the media. We want you to take a listen to this coming up here momentarily. Also, a reminder that speaking of good things and things to do, the flagship station, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Golf Outing, a couple of weeks away. They do it for an incredibly worthy cause. It's called Give Kids the World Village. And it's basically, you know, people ask me, what is that? It's kind of like Make-A-Wish, but it's basically all Disneyland-based. So these kids get wishes. The families get wishes. They all congregate together through very, very difficult times of health issues. And it's truly a great day. And we cannot do this without you. So if you can, if you're a golfer, maybe you got a couple of friends who golf, maybe you don't play golf, you just want to help, by all means, go to 1057fmthefan.com and the events page. Scroll down, and you're going to see the golf outing right there. And please, please, please come out and join us. And it's a fun day. I mean, we have a blast. I mean, you put all these personalities under one roof. It's a good time. But we hope to see you there. Devontae Adams, he had a chance to meet with the media, getting ready for the big game against the Vikings coming up this weekend. Here's what he had to say.
Say from a national perspective, Antonio Brown is kind of dominating the news. I know he's not in this locker room. You're from East Palo Alto, so some ties to that area. Just kind of what do you make of it, and what are you guys talking about, how what everything's going on with him?
I mean, it's a lot, obviously. It's no secret. I think it's been a lot. It's been more negative. But it's tough, man, because he's a good guy. I spent some time with him. You know, we worked out this offseason when he got to the Bay Area, so we got a chance to be around each other a little bit. Developed a little bit of a, you know, a little relationship. You know, it's tough for me to speak on because I don't have all the facts about everything. You know, I've talked to Derek, obviously, about different things, but, you know, a little different personalities, him and I, but, you know, different things mean, you know, a certain amount to different people, I guess. I mean, I know it's pretty wordy what I'm saying right now. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but you know, I support him, but obviously it's not the best scenario for him at the time. Hope he gets out of it. Hope everything is, you know, just what it is. And, you know, people tell stories and things like that, fabricate things. So, you know, I don't want to take, you know, not sound sensitive or sound insensitive to the victim in this situation. But, you know, it's a lot. So it's a lot to wrap my head around. As you can see, I don't even know how to answer that question. But, I hope it works out for all parties.
What is it like just kind of being in a position where any word you put on social media can be scrutinized 100 different ways? You got people all across the country wanting to know, you know, your every move, what you eat in the morning, just living on it day to day with that around you.
It's tough, but you gotta do your part to make sure you give them less and less to talk about. And you know, as a professional athlete, you kind of have an obligation to your club and, you know, your teammates. I don't want to be out there. I don't want my teammates seeing negative things about me in the media, because then they think that I'm worried about the wrong things and I'm not being a good teammate. I'm not showing up to practice, things like that. That's not in my nature. But you know, like I said before, there's different things that lead into it. I don't know what the Raiders, how they've treated him, and they could have treated him great. You know, I don't know. So it's tough for me to speak on. But you know, it's what stands out to me the most, or what stops me in any moment where I feel like, you know, it's any type of me moment, whether it's like, damn, I wish. You know, I'm still mad at myself for dropping the ball on the play, you know, because that's still a me moment to me. You got to move on because your teammates need you for the next play. I just think about them. Think about how my team react to this. If I didn't show up to practice for a while, you know, if I had a bunch of drama going on, how would they feel? How awkward would it be for me to come back into a locker room like this with a bunch of level-headed guys who, you know, they're all after one goal? And, you know, it's been evident for years that that's how this locker room operates. So, you know, I just try to keep that in the back of my head.
Matchups with Xavier Rhodes, and is enjoy a good word for a matchup against a premier guy on the other side that'll follow you?
I say I enjoy it. We have some battles. Definitely a lot of mutual respect for one another. He's a great football player. We definitely get the best out of each other, so I'm looking forward to it.
Michael, what's the next step for this offense after, you know, the foundation that you laid in the first game?
I mean, it's nowhere but up, honestly. I think I voiced after the game and a couple times different people that I was very displeased with how we played as an offense. And I guess I came out, you know, not jumped the gun, but I was a little optimistic, I guess you could say, which I don't even like to use optimistic because that sounds like there's a panic of some sort, which there's not. But I was definitely excited for the offense, thought we were going to move the ball a little better than what we did. But, you know, we got plenty of time, and, you know, I try not to think about that. Like, you know, we got time because that – tends to make people drag their feet, and I'm an urgent guy. I like to get better quick. I like to see results fast. So, you know, we're going to go out there. We're handling things this week in practice to do it, to make sure it looks how it needs to on Sunday.
Were you encouraged? We talked to you, you know, before that, and we had said, you know, some people had downplayed expectations, and you obviously had high expectations going into it. So how disappointing was it to struggle early?
Really, it was very disappointing, especially for me. I mean, obviously, there's no secret. I'm a big part of this offense and how it moves. So if I'm not in a position where I can make a play, or if I can't make a play in whatever way, or the offense isn't moving, you know, I'll never complain and say I need the ball more, me. But, you know, I'm one of the ones that puts the ball in the end zone, and I like to do it a lot. So if that's not the, you know, obviously we won, so that trumped everything, but for lack of better words. But yes, it gets to me because I expect a lot from this offense with the personnel that we have in here.
I think there was one point where three guys were covering you in the Bears game. I think you pointed
them out. Yeah, I had to make sure I got it right. I saw a few of them over there. I was one, two, three. Okay, yes, three people are just guarding me right now on a crossing route at that. But, you know, they got to do what they got to do as a defense.
What does it mean to garner that much respect, you know, on a game-to-game basis?
It means a lot, but I still want the ball. So, yeah, I mean, obviously it means that they, you know, they're concerned of where I am on the field, but it's no excuse. That happens to Julio, it happens to a bunch of people, so we still got to find ways to make sure we're moving the ball.
What does it do for the offense when all three tight ends are being used in the passing game like that? I think Mercedes got almost as many targets as he had all last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's big. I mean, it keeps the defense guessing. They don't really know. You know, if we use Mercedes, typically he's been a blocking, you know, tight end for us, so to be able to get him the ball, it kind of throws him off a little bit. And, you know, he's been making plays for 14 years now, so he's no stranger to, you know, getting the ball across the end zone, making a big play for this offense.
Just an update, obviously some people have watched the game and kind of quantify home field advantage, certain number of points. You guys have all these home games. How important is it, and is there a built-in advantage, or can you create an advantage playing here later?
Yeah, you definitely can. I mean, with our fans, and people don't typically love. I've talked to the different guys that I know across the league, and they don't love coming to play here because they play differently. I feel like some of the dome teams that we play, you know, it's real fast, and they come here, and whether it's the field, whether it's the fans, or whatever it is, it gets tough. So we definitely want to use that to our competitive edge.
Devontae, when you grade the tape from week one, do you feel any differently than you felt after the game? Drive, the next drive, the ball off the right side, you catch that, that's probably a scoring drive. Are there positives to take from the film, or just close
enough? Yeah, I like the – I mean, that's not how we operate around here. We like to see the results, but I mean, if we want to look at the silver lining, there were some things within the film that we liked, but you know, it's about results, so we gotta make sure we produce those. Well, we just got to hit them over the head with both. I mean, just we got to be efficient in the run game, which I think that we got a really good run plan right now. You know, receivers blocking is critical in this offense as well. So, you know, we got to make sure we're handling our side of that. And then, I mean, make plays when they come. I mean, the way we marry the opportunities that we'll have when we start getting the run game going, and then, you know, our play pass, it's going to be tough to guard.
Aaron was – he said he feels there are a lot more guys buying into their role on special teams this year. Mm-hmm. Complimented J.K. a lot when he puts up that 63-yarder late in the fourth quarter. What's going through your mind as an offensive guy who didn't get it done on the drive before, but know that you guys are in pretty good shape after that?
Well, I mean, it makes me feel good as, you know, being on this team, knowing that we got, you know, if we don't handle our side, you know, it's three phases. It takes all three in a game. So if we don't do our thing on offense as well, you know, to have J.K. pin it back there and Tony and, you know, our gunners running down there and pin them inside the 10 consistently, it'll make it tough. I mean, because you can have a big play on offense from the 50, and now it's easy. I mean, you have points almost guaranteed. But if you're working with that much field in front of you, you can make two big plays and still be out of field goal range. So a lot of credit to them for that.
There you go. That's Devontae Adams meeting with the media yesterday at Lambeau Field. And now we continue to get you ready for the Packers and the Vikings coming up this weekend. It's going to be a noon kickoff. Looking forward to that. We're going to hear from Mike Clemens when we come back. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED, erectile dysfunction all over the state, beyond the borders, down in Illinois as well. All you got to do is call them. Call the medical experts. 414-455-4451. That's the medical experts. 414-455-4451 for low T treatments. They have a 98% success rate for the which are the ED treatments, I should say, for the low T treatments, for better energy, mental clarity, better mood, better stamina. They can help you out there as well. The all-in-one weight loss program, that's fantastic. Again, just call. You can't do anything if you don't call. Feel better, look better. They can do it all for you. All you got to do is call 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. Mike Clemens and a wrap coming up from Lambeau Field. That is next on the Bill Michael Show.
Green Bay Packers News Flash. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers host the Vikings Sunday at noon. The last time these two teams met at Lambeau Field, it ended in a 29-29 tie. Vikings receiver Stephon Diggs says the Packers have rebuilt their secondary with rookie Darnell Savage, free agent Adrian Amos, and Jair Alexander in his second season.
Talent-wise, too, as well, they got some more guys. They got a safety out of Maryland. They got Adrian, they had it from Chicago's defense, 23 second year, and then Tremont Williams. So they are active in the back end. You know, they're flying around, as you can see, is on the Chicago tape.
Aaron Rodgers says the Vikings secondary features veterans like Pro Bowl safety Harrison Smith, corners Trey Waynes from Kenosha, and Xavier Rhodes, led by a strong defensive front.
Great inside linebackers, two guys off the edge who can rush really, really well, and in the back end that can really cover, you know, one of the top safeties in the league. And Harrison, obviously a great corner combo with Trey and Xavier. And, you know, they do a great job of playing their scheme. They've been together for a while, and they're a tough team to try and attack.
Now, the Vikings signed Kirk Cousins to a three-year contract last year worth $84 million guaranteed, but Minnesota finished a disappointing 8-7-1. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur worked with Cousins when the two were with the Redskins.
You know, I know Kirk Cousins pretty well. I was with him in Washington. Got a lot of respect for him. If you let him sit back there and have time, he's going to pick you apart because he's extremely accurate. So it is a challenge in terms of what you're trying to take away. But I think the game always starts up front. You know, we got to own the line of scrimmage.
Cousins, who played for Michigan State, grew up in Holland, Michigan, and talked about his relationship with Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, we were together for 2 years, and Matt's from Michigan. Matt actually used to vacation about one town south of where I live, and so we've kept in touch quite a bit through the years. And, you know, before he jumped in the NFL, he was coaching at Central Michigan, played at Saginaw Valley, you know, grew up, went to Mount Pleasant High School, I believe. So I'm very familiar with all of his, you know, background, the people he knows. We know a lot of the same people. I remember I first met him at the Combine and then was in a quarterback room with him for 2 years and learned a great deal from him. And then, like I said, I've really kept in touch with him, probably probably even more than I thought I would, you know, through the years. So I think the world of him as a person, as a coach. I owe a great deal to him when it comes to any production I've had in this league. And, you know, it's a unique deal that he's coaching our rival, because in one sense you want to pull for him and root for him. On the other hand, you got to make sure that he doesn't one-up you.
That's Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins in Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Thank you, Mike. A reminder that you've got the hot ham and cheese, the chicken cordon bleu. Those are some sandwiches right now, limited time only over at Cousin Subs. Go to CousinSubs.com, download that app, download some goodness. They even have delivery in many areas now. Not bad for Cousin Subs. Hey, coming up in the next hour, Paul Imig, our Green and Gold analyst, is going to join us here at the top. Then Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com, going to get his thoughts coming up here at the bottom of the next hour. And then in the last hour of the program, that man you just heard, Mike Clemens, he is going to join us. A whole lot of Packers chatter that is coming up. Going to throw a little Brewers in there as well. You can't forget about the Brewers. I mean, they've got it going on right now, going into St. Louis. And they're sitting right there in that wild card race, tied with the Cubs. Can they get a couple in St. Louis and keep hope alive? We'll talk about that as well. So there's a lot coming up, including the new Mail Heads Up Plays of the Week. That is around the corner also. But Paul Imig, our Green and Gold analyst, he is going to join us next, and we'll ask him what his keys to the game are coming up for the Packers to get a win at Lambeau Field this weekend. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.